Okay. Today is December 1st, 2019. I am Demi, here with my grandpa, Richard Zelfer, and we are recording in Kansas City. So, where did you grow up, and like, what was your childhood like?
I grew up in Platte Woods, off of 75th Street. It was before North Congress was even built, and that went up to the high school, but grew up there and went to school at Park Hill Junior High at 72nd and I-29, and then moved on up to high school.
So, like, what would a day of your childhood be like if you had to
going outside and playing? We didn't have the games that you guys have nowadays, so we went out and actually physically did things.
What were your parents like?
My mom and dad got divorced when I was 10, so my mom worked all the time, so I was pretty well. I was the oldest, so I was in charge of the girls.
So what was it like when you found out you were going to be a father? I know, like, with my mom.
Exciting.
Really? Even so young?
Oh, yeah. It was exciting. The only scary part was to talk to grandma's mom and dad, but...
You were 19, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That's interesting. I just didn't know. Yeah. So when you had my mom, what was your life like, and like, how did it change basically?
It changed in dramatic ways. I mean, now all of a sudden you have somebody else that you got to take care of, not only your wife, but now you got a little one that you look forward to every day to go see.
What was it like raising her?
Like... It was easy. the only challenging part was when she was a teenager, but that would be with anybody.
Sure. Yeah. What was she like when she was growing up? You said teenage years.
She liked to always be around her friends. I know one weekend she wanted to go and stay with one of her friends, and I said no, and she was not happy with me, but she stayed home that weekend. But yeah,
she likes to get out. Do you have any favorite memories of like raising my mom, or just like anything that stood out?
Any single memory? No, the whole thing of looking back at our lives together growing up was exciting by itself. We only had your mom, and she was always there for us as much as we were there for her. So
what were some things you guys did, like?
Oh, we traveled a lot. We went to Florida, we went to Canada, we went to Minnesota. We tried to do things like that. We've been down to the Lake Ozarks a lot, Stockton Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to make sure if she wanted to do something, we tried to do it if we could afford it.
Well, that's cool. Has your life been different from what you imagined?
No.
As like a kid or something?
No. I think you look back and once you're... child gets into that age where she has her own children like you and Dalton, and you just look back and you think we did well, and that's all you can ask.
What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Kathy and your mom.
Just and then experiences?
Jamie. Yeah, just every... I've been able to always have somebody in my life. And that's been nice.
That's awesome. Is there a single person who has been like influential or an important impact?
Probably Jim Collier. He was a neighbor when I was growing up that I always leaned on, and he's 87 now, and I still look forward to going out to Phoenix to visit him and Rosalie. He calls me once a month, or I call him, just to talk and see how things are going. And he's always concerned about my sisters and me.
Wow, that's awesome. What have you accomplished so far just in your life? It can be personally, professionally, but like that makes you most proud.
Watching you and Dalton.
Just us growing up?
Growing up.
What has been your favorite part about that?
Seeing that you aren't, I guess, I don't know if wild is the case, or you have good head on your shoulders. You understand right from wrong. And that's something that you just can't force on somebody. They got to figure that out on their own.
Do you have any regrets in your life?
Yeah, Kathy, your grandma passing away too early.
Doing more with her. And how do you want people to remember you in your life?
My laugh.
Easy it's going. It's pretty. Yeah, I'd say it's memorable.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's basically it. So
there you go.
That was great.
Yep.